Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I came across another guy. I don't know if you remember him. His name is Nick Vujicic. And he's an evangelist now, but he wasn't always an evangelist. Mm-hmm. Nick was born to his parents that they're the ministers mm-hmm. with no arms and no legs.
Oh yeah, I've seen that guy.
Yes.
He's amazing.
No, yeah. No arms, no legs. And this is really, really interesting because oftentimes, you know, we could be like Jeremy, we could be like Nick, mm-hmm. can be going through situations where we think, you know, there's no way, you know, why did this happen? Why did mm-hmm. God allow this? And, you know, Nick struggled with this. In fact, his testimony is mm-hmm. that he was praying for like 8 years. 8 years. Why? Why was I born this way? I don't understand how you can say you love me when you allow me to stay in this pain. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's a question that sometimes a lot of people have. Mm-hmm. They don't know the purposes of God. Mm-hmm. That they can't see at that time. And, right. and he's just being, you know, authentic and just being real. Mm-hmm. And God's okay with us being real, you know. In yeah. fact, this is the best. He says, please talk to me. That's what mm-hmm. prayer is. I urge you. You know, God can handle it. You know, you can tell him. And he loves you, and you know he'll see you through. Mm-hmm. But he got an explanation. He felt like he got an answer from God to his prayers when he was reading the Bible. He was abiding one day, and he came across John 9:1-3. Mm-hmm. And he said, just the Lord spoke to him through the Scripture. And the Scripture reads that as Jesus went along, he saw a man blind from birth, and his disciples asked him, Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Neither this man nor his parents sinned, said Jesus, but this happened so that the works of God might be displayed in him. Mm. And so he says,
wow,
God's going to display his work through me.
Wow.
He says, I have faith, because I understand something. You see, all I wanted to know was that God knew what he was doing with me. Mm. God knows what he's doing, church.
Right.
He knows what he's doing. He
Absolutely.
Knows what he's doing. We can trust him. We may not understand, mm-hmm. but we can trust that God has a plan. He says, you know, sometimes I have the desire to have arms and legs, you know, but I know, he says, I know that I can trust him. You mm-hmm. know, I know that if God wanted me to have him, I'll have him. Sure. And he goes around all over the world, Pat, all over the world to share this hope. Mm-hmm. I mean, Pat, he has no arms and no legs. Mm. He can't walk, so he has to be carried everywhere. Mm-hmm. He can't pick up a thing with his arms.
Right.
I've seen this man on skateboards. Mm-hmm. I've seen him on surfboards.
Yeah.
I've seen him hopping and kicking, like, I guess with his torso.
Yeah.
A soccer ball. Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh my goodness.
I know.
Complaining?
I know.
I'm just like, oh.
What did I ever have to complain about?
I mean, really?
Come on.
Nick, you convict me.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, wow. And that's the whole thing about comparing our lives and misreading our situation. Mm-hmm. You know, oftentimes somebody has it worse. But if we get stuck in a place of doom and gloom and woe is me, we fail to realize that God is in control.
That's right.
And he says that, he says, you know, I know I'm confident that, and this is a scripture he's quoting, Philippians 1:6, being confident in this, that he who began a good work in me will carry it out to its completion. And so, you know, one day he recounts a story that for 90 minutes, he was in India with his friends, and for 90 minutes they prayed for him to receive arms and legs.
90 minutes?
90 minutes.
Wow.
And in their faith, listen to this, which is your heart just goes out. In their faith, they started to make legs and arms out of clay.
You
know,
wow.
Just, you know, because we were made out of dust.
Yeah,
and
it's
just, you know, we're just praying. And they pray that God will turn, you know, turn it into flesh and bone. And he says, it didn't happen. But he said, you know, I had such a peace in my heart. You know, I had such a peace in my heart. He says, at that moment, I looked up and I saw an eagle flying just for the whole 90 minutes, he says. It was hovering all just above us.
Wow.
And he said, I just felt my heart. It was just like God was smiling that I would have faith.
Mm.
You know, and he prays, please give me arms and legs. But if you don't give me arms and legs, I trust you.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't. I mean, church, that's where we need to be.
That's right.
If God doesn't take you out of that situation, you know, mm-hmm. if he doesn't provide you that job, if he doesn't change your family situation, if this person doesn't get healed, if this doesn't turn around,
mm-hmm.
are you still going to trust him?
Mm.
Is God still God? Will he waste your pain? No, we're reminded of Romans 8:28 again. We know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him
mm-hmm.
and have been called according to his purposes.
That's right.
Listen, God will take your mess and make it your message.
That's right.
You give it to him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he'll take your mess and make it your message. You know, no one promised us a bed of roses. But you know what? Jesus said, in this world, you will have tribulations. But cheer up, because I've overcome the world. The victory is in God. And we can't look at our situations and say, you know, this is what it is going to be. And either shake our fist at God or fall into a depressed state or fall into a place where we can't make it anymore. And this, no, we can believe that all things are possible for those who believe.
That's right.
And recognize that, you know what? It's not just about my body. It's just not about, you know, what I don't have. It's not just about these problems. It's, you know, the biggest problem. You know what he says the biggest disabilities are? He says people feel sorry for him. Uh-huh. There's no arms, legs.
Right.
He says, you know the biggest disability? Oh, my goodness. He said the biggest disability is sin. He says that's the biggest disability.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, spiritual death. He says, you know what? I thank God for healing me of that disability.
Mm.
I thank God for doing that. And he says, you know, for years when he was a small boy, 10 years old, he even thought about committing suicide because there's nobody like him. He just wanted to, you know, someone like him. And that's what a gloomy perspective does. It wants, you know, misery loves company in a way, and just wants to say, well, if I'm struggling, I'm looking for someone else to struggle. And that really shouldn't be. We should rejoice with those that are being blessed and rejoice for the things that are happening good in other people's life. But that never happened. He grew out of that, you know, that place when he was 10.
Wow. At 10.
But then at 10. Think about this. You know, and then our kids struggle, you know, and it's like, we got to help this out because give our kids perspective,
yeah,
you know.
Absolutely.
I was having a talk not too long ago. It was like, you're not struggling. And that's the whole thing. In America, you know, we're such a blessed nation. We're going to talk more about this because, you know, this is so important.
Mm-hmm.
If we recognize the blessings that we do have, my goodness, are we going to get? It's like, are we going to get any more?
Yeah.
You know, there are people that are really struggling out there, and no matter what, you know, it's like we got to have perspective.
Mm-hmm.
So just a few years ago, a young boy was actually born just like him.
Oh wow!
Just like him, and he found out about it.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what he says. He says, oh my goodness, you know, all I want to do, you know, all I want to do is be there for this young man. If God can use, you know, if God can use me, I just want to be there and to encourage him and to show him through my struggles, what I've been through, that God, that God has a plan for his life. He told God, if I had arms and legs, I'll go all over the world preaching the gospel for you. If I had arms and legs.
Yeah.
I mean, God never gave him arms and legs. And Pat, guess what? He's going all over the world.
Isn't that something?
All over the world. What's your excuse for following God? What's your excuse for saying that you're going to give God your whole life and your whole heart, and you're going to go to India, and you're going to go here, and you're going to... This man has no arms and no legs, and that's not stopping him. He's gone all over the world. He's preached to millions. Hmm. To millions.
Wow.
You know, you're depressed because what?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Your cell phone's not working. You're depressed because you got no car. You're depressed because, you know, it rained. What?
Mm-hmm.
There's no arms and no legs. This is the transforming gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ that brings hope and encouragement that it's not about this life, but it's about the life to come. This is what he says. He said, if God can use a man without arms and legs to be his hands and feet, then will he certainly not use any with a willing heart?
Wow.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.